listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Global investment firm Carlyle has entered into an agreement to acquire a significant minority stake in Singapore-headquartered engineering services firm Quest Global Services. While terms of the deal were not disclosed, sources close to the development said the PE firm was acquiring a 25-28% stake at an enterprise value of close to $2 billion. The stake could be valued at $500 to $560 million. The company will route the investment through funds managed and advised by entities affiliated with Carlyle Asia Partners, it said in a statement. Further current minority stakeholders Bain Capital and Advent International will exit Quest Global following the transaction. Quest Global will repurchase the company's shares, while Chairman and CEO Ajit Prabhu will increase his stake to about 40%. Meanwhile, days after the Directorate General of Foreign Trade deferred the implementation of import curbs on laptops, personal computers and related items to November 1st, the companies that import such products have been told to expedite their plans to manufacture in India, according to people aware of the matter. On Tuesday, major electronic firms like Dell, HP, Samsung and Apple, among others, met the Minister of State for Electronics and IT Rajiv Chandrasekhar and officials from the IT Ministry. Some companies sought an extension beyond 3 months to complete licensing requirements and set up manufacturing bases in India. Some also urged the government not to impose any quota on imports after the companies obtained the licenses. Moving on, a lack of takers for the 2015 model text for bilateral investment treaties and a slowing of foreign direct investment inflows have prompted New Delhi to take another look at the template. To accommodate the concerns of potential partners, the government may choose not to insist on the stance that international arbitration can be explored as a means of resolution of disputes by a foreign investor only after domestic legal remedies are exhausted. According to sources, a discussion paper to be floated soon will suggest redrafting the text to allow first resort to international arbitration within India. The process, the paper will suggest, may be under the administrative supervision of the Permanent Court of Arbitration located at The Hague, Netherlands. In the MSME sector, the India Exim Bank is planning to tap into the factoring segment of trade financing. India Exim Finserv IFSC Private Limited, the newly inaugurated subsidiary of India Exim Bank, will exclusively focus on factoring finance growth and development among MSMEs. Speaking at the inauguration of its GIFT unit, Harsha Bangari, Managing Director, India Exim Bank said, quote, in 2022-23, the exports from India stood at $774 billion, double the exports in 2013-14. The growth of Indian exports, despite the slowdown in advanced economies, continuing geopolitical conflicts and tightening monetary policies across the economies, shows the resilience and sustainability of the Indian economy. Additionally, there is a great untapped export potential among the MSMEs in India, unquote. On to some exciting news. To cater to the ever-growing needs of the automobile sector, Indian Railways will introduce new rakes designed specially to ferry SUVs. According to sources, the Research Designs and Standards Organization has approved new designs of rakes that can accommodate SUVs, which are taller and wider than almost all hatchbacks and sedans. At present, older rakes can accommodate around 200 hatchbacks. However, they can only take in about 100 to 120 SUVs in a single deck configuration. The increasing production of SUVs due to high demand as well as the preference for using railways on account of cost effectiveness and environment-friendly factor warranted the development of newer rakes. In the quarter from April to June 2023, utility vehicles constituted 54.9% of the passenger vehicle sales in the country. In other news, Hindalco Industries, the metal flagship company of the Aditya Birla Group, expects demand for copper and aluminium to rise for the next few quarters as raw material prices, including that of coal, are expected to slide. The firm is also sticking to its earlier capital expenditure guidance for FY24, a top official said. Separately, the company posted a consolidated net profit of Rs 2,454 crore for the quarter ended June, down 40.42%, impacted by lower volumes and fall in realizations. It had posted a net profit of Rs 4,119 crore a year ago. The company's revenue from operations dipped 7% to Rs 52,991 crore from Rs 58,018 crore posted a year ago. Lastly, the share market. Equity benchmark indices, Sensex and Nifty, are expected to open marginally higher on August 9th as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 24 points. The BSE Sensex lost 106 points to close the previous session at 65,846 points, while the Nifty 50 closed 26 points lower at 19,570 points, trading near its 200-day moving average of 19,591 points and trying to sustain the ongoing momentum. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.